RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Afghanistan to increase cooperation with Indonesia. The Olympic Council of Asia, OCA, and the Asian Games Organizing Committee in Asgok agreed to amend the content of host city contract Asian Games 2018. Indonesia's pencaksilat or martial art will be registered as new sport branch in Egypt. Now the news in detail. Afghanistan stated their intention to increase cooperation with Indonesia. The statement was expressed during the friendly dinner between Afghanistan business delegates and Indonesian businessmen, which was held by the Embassy of Afghanistan for Indonesia in Jakarta on Sunday, October 15. In her remarks, the Afghanistan ambassador for Indonesia, Roya Rahmani, said both countries had long built a great relationship, but it needs to be increased.
We have had wonderful and friendly relationship for all these decades. However, this has come the time to enhance and take it to the practical levels. President Jokowi has met many, many leaders and the heads of state this year, but he has spoken the most about our president. He spoke about the inspirations and the relationship that the two countries could build. So this is all the testament that we can do so much better in terms of relationship and becoming closer together.
Ambassador Roya Rahmani further said, the number of Afghanistan business delegates coming to Indonesia increased into 100 people compared to last year with only 50 delegates. According to Ambassador Rahmani, the increase was also a proof of Afghanistan's interest to cooperate with Indonesia. The Olympic Council of Asia, OCA, and the 2018 Asian Games Organizing Committee in Asgok have agreed to amend some of the contents of the host city contract Asian Games 2018. The most important thing in amending the host city contract is related to the use of sponsorship funds. The latest agreement signed between the host of the 2018 Asian Games, Jakarta Palembang, with the Olympic Council of Asia, OCA, is believed to support the smoothness of sponsorship funding in the Asian Games event next year. This was conveyed by Vice President Yusuf Kalla, who is also chairman of the steering Asian Games 2018 in Jakarta on Sunday, October 15.
Prinsip-prinsip pokok perubahan itu ialah
the main principles of the change are to launch the Asian Games and also to improve the quality of the Asian Games, to streamline the Asian Games, and to clarify the responsibilities of each party to organize the sport event. At the previous host city contract mentioned, the sponsorship funds can be disbursed after the opening of the Asian Games 2018 or on August 19, 2018. The president of the Olympic Council of Asia, OCA, Sheikh Ahmad Al-Fahad Al-Sabah, considers the amendment of the host city contract is part of the way to help Indonesia. Because as a partner, the OCA should be flexible in coordinating to succeed the Asian Games 2018. Indonesian Student Association in Malaysia celebrated 60th anniversary of Indonesia-Malaysia diplomatic ties by holding Indonesia Culture Expo 2017 on Sunday, October 15. Located at the State Museum in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Indonesian students from all over Malaysia presented cultural exhibition stands, regional dances, performance of the band, essay and song competition. Indonesian students at the University of Islamic Science Malaysia, as well as Chairman of the Committee, Lukmanul Hakim, to Radio Republik Indonesia in Malaysia on Sunday expressed hope that through this event, Malaysians are increasingly interested to visit Indonesia.
Bicara tentang Indonesia ini seperti bicara tentang salah satu surga di dunia, kan?
Talking about Indonesia is like talking about one of the world's paradises. Maybe they know that Indonesia has only Bandung and Bali, but they do not know Indonesia has Yogyakarta, North Maluku, and also Papua. Many of my Malaysian friends do not know that. So in this event, we directly present what Indonesia actually has.
Not only Expo, the Indonesian Student Association in Malaysia also cooperates with the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and the Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur to launch the Generation of Wonderful Indonesia in Kuala Lumpur. The Generation of Wonderful Indonesia is an international movement of the Generation of Indonesian Wonder. The Generation of Indonesian Wonder is a community formed by the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism as one of Indonesia's tourism marketing strategies. Education attaché of Indonesian Embassy in Cairo, Usman Shihab, said that the embassy is jointly exploring with the Egyptian Ministry of Youth and Sport to make pencaksilat or martial art as a new sport in Egypt. It was delivered by Usman Shihab in Cairo on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Director General of the Egyptian Ministry of Youth and Sport, Alaa Al-Dosoki, said his ministry will also encourage the sport to be the new sport under the Egyptian Ministry of Youth and Sport. Alaa Al-Dosoki added that the Egyptian Ministry of Youth and Sport also plans to strengthen sports, art, and cultural cooperation with Indonesia through the Indonesian Embassy in the near future, which is set in the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding.
Sangat positif sekali, dan kami dari Kementerian Olahraga
very positive, and we all from the Ministry of Sport will try to help legally in the process of registration of this martial union to the Ministry of Sport, and I also have communication with others. Among the requirements, it must have 5 clubs for exercises. We will try to make it officially. Indonesian Vice Ambassador in Cairo, Kemal Hari Purwanto, stated that Indonesia's move through its embassy in Cairo to register pencaksilat or martial art as a new sport in Egypt is one of our real forums to preserve Indonesian culture internationally. Kemal Hari Purwanto expects by having registered pencaksilat as a new sport, it will have an impact on Egyptian public interest to learn more about the martial art. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia's Investment Coordinating Board BKPM has offered 17 tourism projects to investors to support the development of 3 main tourism destinations, namely Lake Toba in North Sumatra, Borobudur Temple in Central Java, and Tanjung Kelayang in Bangka Belitung. The projects are worth a total of $2.9 billion, which includes the construction of hotels, golf courses, and basic infrastructure, BKPM Chairman Thomas Lembong said at the Regional Investment Forum in Padang, West Sumatra on Monday, October 16. He added that $2.3 billion were needed for 5 projects to support the Lake Toba destination, $562 million for 10 projects to support the Borobudur destination, and the remaining funds to construct
two hotels to support the Tanjung Kelayang destination. Investors would only need to disburse their money because the land, supporting regulations and licenses have already been prepared. Indonesian tourism has an annual growth of 35-40% compared to an average national investment growth of between 12-14%. According to BKPM data, 2013 investment in tourism contributed 1.45% to the total national investment, but in the first half of 2017, it reached 3.67% of total investment, or $929 million in value. The Trade Expo Indonesia 2017 that was held on October 11 to 15 saw $1,268 billion in transactions, or equal to 16.86 trillion rupiah. Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita said that the figure represents a 24.3% increase compared to the last year's edition. Minister Enggar Lukita said on Monday, October 16, in his closing address at Trade Expo Indonesia 2017 at Indonesian Convention Exhibition, Tangerang, that the target was $1.1 billion. The most popular products during the Trade Expo Indonesia were coal, coffee, beverages, automotive, processed food, electronics, and cosmetics. The minister moreover said that Indonesia has received gas from Morocco and South Africa. They were looking for Indonesia's herbal cosmetics. He also said that more than 22,000 people from 113 countries visited the event. Aside from Indonesia, most of the buyers were from Japan, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, India, and Malaysia. Moreover, Minister Lukita explained that as many as 35 memorandum of understandings were signed with 17 countries during the Trade Expo Indonesia 2017, valued at $228.2 million, or $20 million more than last year. The last item, city-owned bus operator PT Transportasi Jakarta, TransJakarta, operates 28 special routes to City Hall on Monday, October 16, to accommodate residents who wish to attend the inauguration of Jakarta Governor-elect Anies Baswedan and his deputy Sandiaga Uno. The buses is to operate from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. and depart from location across the capital, including Pulau Gadung Terminal, Ragunan Terminal, Tanjung Priok Terminal, and the Marunda low-cost apartment complex. TransJakarta spokesperson Wibowo said that the special routes will not affect regular busway services. Wibowo said on Monday that the remaining TransJakarta routes run as usual. Anies Baswedan and Sandiaga Uno is inaugurated by Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the State Palace on Monday at 4 p.m. with a ceremony that will continue at City Hall and the Jakarta Regional Council's office. A Pesta Rakyat or People's Party held at City Hall in the evening. The entire event is scheduled to last until 10 p.m. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Afghanistan to increase cooperation with Indonesia. The Olympic Council of Asia, OCA, and the Asian Games Organizing Committee, INASGOC, agreed to amend the content of host city contract Asian Games 2018. Indonesia's pencak silat will be registered as new sport branch in Egypt. That was the news.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our commentary entitled Welcome Jakarta, New Governor and Deputy Governor. Monday, 16 October 2017 becomes a historic day for Jakarta residents in particular and the people of Indonesia in general. Today, Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurates the elected Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan and Deputy Governor Sandiaga Uno for 2017-2018. 2022 period at the State Palace in Jakarta. Anies Baswedan, Sandiaga Uno, defeated incumbent Jakarta Gubernur and Deputy Gubernur Basuki Cahayapurnama and Jarod Saiful Hidayat in the second round of Jakarta Regional Head Election in April 2017. At the plenary meeting at Jakarta General Election Commission April 30, 2017, Anies Baswedan, Sandiaga Uno was declared to get more votes than Basuki Cahayapurnama and Jarod Saiful Hidayat. Jakarta is the capital city of Indonesia. It is natural that the inauguration of its governor and deputy governor becomes the attention of Indonesian people. Various expectations from the progress of Jakarta had been conveyed to Anies Sandi. In general, Indonesian people expect the new governor and vice governor of Jakarta to keep Jakarta conducive, safe, and comfortable. Because in addition to the central government and administration, Jakarta is also a service city, center of business, trade, tourism, culinary, and investment. Of course, leading Jakarta is not as easy as leading other cities in Indonesia. Jakarta, with all its problems, requires cold-handed leader who is able to embrace all citizens of different ethnic, religious, and cultural backgrounds. Jakarta as a modern and metropolitan city has progressed rapidly, both in terms of infrastructure development and mental and discipline apparatus. Good policies implemented by previous governors can be continued and improved. However, Anies and Sandi are also expected to create new breakthroughs for Jakarta. Welcome, Anies and Sandi. Hopefully, you can bring Jakarta into a better city. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you in our regular program Today in History of Aerial Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, we begin our program with an event that happened on October 16, 1905. Sarekat Islam, primarily Islamist trade union, was a cooperative of Japanese party traders in the Dutch East Indies and the predecessor of independent Indonesia. The group was founded by Haji Samanhudi, a dealer of platinum, on October 16, 1905 in Surakarta. Sarekat Dagang Islam, or Union of Islamic Traders, had its goal as the empowerment of local merchants, especially in the party industry. The establishment of the organization was inspired by the Jamiat Khair organization. As Sarekat Dagang Islam grew, it was reorganized under the name of Sarekat Islam. Sarekat Islam General Office was in Surabaya, East Java. Early prominent figures of the Sarekat Islam include Cokro Aminoto and Haji Agus Salim. Cokro Aminoto had three famous students who played dominant role in Indonesian politics: Sukarno the nationalist, Smaon the socialist, and Islamist Kartos Wirjo. Haji Agus Salim joined the Sarekat Islam in 1950 and promoted Islam modernism. Some of the Salim students, such as Kasmat Singo Dimejo, Muhammad Rumt, and Muhammad Natsir, later become the prominent Islam and nationalist leaders. The next event is still on October 16, on which it is celebrated as a World Food Day. The World Food Day is celebrated every year around the world on 16 October in honor of the date of the founding of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations in 1945. The day is celebrated widely by many other organizations concerned with the food security, including the World Food Program and the International Fund for Agriculture Development. And the last event is that in 1978, Police Karol Josef Wojtyla was elected Pope with the title Pope John Paul II. For
Pope Saint John Paul II was head of the Catholic Church from 1978 to 2005. He is called Saint John Paul the Great by some Catholics. He was elected by the Second Papal Conclave of 1978, which was called after Pope John Paul I, who had been elected in August to succeed Pope Paul VI, died after 33 days. Cardinal Wittola was elected on the third day of conclave and adopted his predecessor's name in tribute to him. John Paul II is recognized as helping to end communist rule in his native Poland and eventually all of Europe. John Paul II significantly improved the Catholic Church's relation with Judaism, Islam and Eastern Orthodox Church and the Anglican Communion. He upheld the Church teachings on such matters as artificial contraception and the ordination of women, but also supported the Church's Second Vatican Council and its reforms. He was one of the most capable leaders in history, visiting 129 countries during his pontificate. In 1989, he visited Indonesia. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listeners, nice to be with you again in our regular program over Aerial Service West of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is that Indonesia loves strengthened cooperation in various sectors. President of Republic of Indonesia Joko Widodo received the visit of Prime Minister of People's Democratic Republic of Laos, Thong Luong Sisulit at Bogor West Java on last Tuesday, October 12, 2017. In the Baltra meeting, the two sides signed a memorandum of understanding on cooperation in various fields. President Joko Widodo said that in 60 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries, many aspects had been achieved, but there are still a lot of opportunities to improve the relationship better.
Tahun ini merupakan tahun yang istimewa bagi Indonesia dan Laos.
This year is a happy year for Indonesia and Laos, where we celebrate 60 years of diplomatic relations. We have accomplished a lot in this cooperation. However, there are still plenty of opportunities to bring this relationship to a better level. This year is also a special year because of the 50th anniversary of ASEAN. As members of ASEAN, we agreed that unity and centrality of ASEAN are very important. This means the ASEAN countries have to be relevant for members and communities and to contribute more to the world. President Joko Widodo, in the meeting, he and Prime Minister Laos, Thong Luong Sisulit, focus on strengthening and prioritizing cooperation in investment, defense and security and social culture. The President, the trade and investment sector encouraged include energy, mining and agriculture.
PM Thong Luong dan saya telah memfokuskan diskusi untuk memperkuat kerjasama dan
Prime Minister Thong Luong and I focus on the discussion to strengthen cooperation in some areas of priority. These are investment, defense, security and social culture. I welcome the business delegation that accompanies the visit of Laos Prime Minister. I am convinced that business meetings will help to improve cooperation in trade and investment. It is a special thing that Prime Minister Thong Luong had visited the Trade Expo Indonesia 2017. Trade and investment sectors that can continue to be encouraged include energy, mining, fertilizer, and agriculture. Indonesian investors are very interested in investing in fertilizer and mining, and I hope this plan can be realized soon. Meanwhile, Laos Prime Minister Thong Luong Sisulit said that Laos agrees on several important issues discussed at the Baltra meeting, which are of interest to both countries. He believes that Laos and Indonesia will continue to strengthen cooperation in security, trade, economy, investment, and future cooperation at various levels, both in regional and international fora. He also said that as fellow ASEAN members, both countries will continue to contribute to the increasing role at the regional and international levels. On the occasion, Prime Minister Thong Luong also thanked to the government and people of Indonesia for their support to Laos in various fields and contribution to the improvement of social economy in Laos. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Afghanistan stated their intention to increase cooperation with Indonesia. The statement was expressed during the friendly dinner between Afghanistan business delegates and Indonesian businessmen, which was held by the Embassy of Afghanistan for Indonesia in Jakarta on Sunday, October 15. The Olympic Council of Asia, OCA, and the 2018 Asian Games Organizing Committee in Ashgabat have agreed to amend some of the contents of the host city contract Asian Games 2018. The most important thing in amending the host city contract is related to the use of sponsorship funds. Indonesian Student Association in Malaysia celebrated 60th anniversary of Indonesia-Malaysia diplomatic ties by holding Indonesia Culture Expo 2017 on Sunday 15 October. Located at the State Museum in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Indonesian students from all over Malaysia presented cultural exhibition stands, regional dances, performance of the band, essay and song competition. Education Attaché of Indonesian Embassy in Cairo, Usman Shihab, said that the embassy is jointly exploring with the Egyptian Ministry of Youth and Sport to make pencaksilat or martial art as a new sport in Egypt. Indonesia's Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, has offered 17 tourism projects to investors to support the development of three main tourist destinations, namely Lake Toba in North Sumatra, Borobudur Temple in Central Java, and Tanjung Kelayang in Bangka Belitung. The Trade Expo Indonesia 2017 that was held on October 11 to 15 saw $1,268 billion in transactions, or equal to 16.86 trillion rupiah. Trade Minister Enggar Tiasto Lukita said that the figure represents a 24.3% increase compared to the last year. City-owned bus operator PT Transportasi Jakarta, or TransJakarta, operates 28 special routes to City Hall on Monday, October 16, to accommodate residents who wish to attend the inauguration of Jakarta Governor-elect Anies Baswedan and his deputy Sandiaga Uno. The buses, which to operate from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. and depart from locations across the capital, including Pulau Gadung Terminal, Ragunan Terminal, Tanjung Priok Terminal, and Marunda Low-Cost Apartment Complex. Listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Sewangi Island in South Kalimantan. Stay tuned. Listeners, visiting South Kalimantan, especially Pasar Terapung or Floating Market, which becomes tourism icon of the province, is a must. Over there, you can find many traders which use jukung as their transportation. Jukung is traditional boat of Banjar tribe, one of native people of South Kalimantan. Besides as means of transportation and trade, jukung is also used to catch fish at the river or swim. listeners, Wangi Island, presently in Tanah Bumbu Regency, is a place where jukung is made. From Batu Licin, the capital city of Tanah Bambu Regency, Sewangi Island has a distance around 20 kilometers. The island has around 4,500 meters wide and 15 kilometers long. Visitors can go around the island by using motorboat for 1 hour while witnessing the beauty of Sewangi Island. Listeners, the boat of Sewangi Island has been well known in Kalimantan area since long time ago. Although the island is small, boat from this island has the best quality of its raw material because it is made from strong wood such as ulin, canggel, and mada hirang. Apparently, Sewangi people become boat makers in which the boat has high quality. To make a jukung, it takes around 2 weeks. It depends on size and model, which is ordered by the buyer. The price of one jukung is starting from 3 million until 8 million rupiah. Listeners, around 6th and 7th century after Christ until now, making of jukung has been growing. Sewangi Island becomes the main producer of jukung in South Kalimantan. Based on the data, the island is the biggest area of jukung maker in Indonesia. The profession of jukung making has been held by Sewangi people from generation to generation. The raw material to make jukung is provided on the island. Moreover, the position of Sewangi Island is strategic to be shipyard. All of supporting factors make the island a supplier of jukung to other regions in Indonesia. If you are on Sewangi Island, you can see jukung not only to be made but also using jukung with the maker. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Sewangi Island in South Kalimantan Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestions or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id and english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is menjenguk teman di rumah sakit, bagian pertama, or in English, visiting a friend at the hospital, part one. Stay tuned. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and items related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. Menjenguk. Menjenguk in English, to visit. Teman. Teman, friend. Rumah sakit. Rumah sakit, hospital. Tahu. Tahu, to know. Kakak laki-laki. Kakak laki-laki, brother. Memberitahu.
memberitahu, to tell. Sakit, sakit. Ill, kemarin, kemarin. Yesterday. Pingsan, pingsan. Fainting, membawa, membawa. In English, to bring. Bagaimana, bagaimana. In English, how. Semoga, semoga. Hopefully. Besok, besok. Tomorrow. Keluar, keluar. Exit. Banyak, banyak. Many. Istirahat, istirahat. To break. Tolong, tolong. To help. Duduk, duduk. To sit. Berbaring, berbaring. To lie down. Berbicara, berbicara. To speak. Next is a conversation about menjenguk teman di rumah sakit bagian pertama, or in English, visiting a friend at the hospital, part one. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Steve and Tono at the hospital. Steve. Tono, bagaimana kamu tahu saya ada di rumah sakit? Tono, bagaimana kamu tahu saya ada di rumah sakit? In English, Tono, how do you know I'm at the hospital? Tono, kakak laki-laki kamu yang memberitahu saya. Kakak laki-laki kamu yang memberitahu saya. In English, your brother taught me. Kamu sakit apa, Steve? Kamu sakit apa, Steve? In English, what's wrong with you, Steve? Steve, kemarin saya pingsan. Kemarin saya pingsan. In English, I was fainting yesterday. Lalu dibawa ke rumah sakit. Lalu dibawa ke rumah sakit. In English, then to be taken to the hospital. Tono, bagaimana kondisimu sekarang? Bagaimana kondisimu sekarang? In English, how is your condition? Apakah sudah lebih baik? Apakah sudah lebih baik? In English, is it increasing well? Steve, saya sudah lebih baik. Saya sudah lebih baik. In English, I'm getting well. Semoga besok sudah bisa keluar dari rumah sakit. Semoga besok sudah bisa keluar dari rumah sakit. In English, hopefully I can leave from the hospital tomorrow. Tono, kamu masih harus banyak istirahat. Kamu masih harus banyak istirahat. In English, you have to take a rest. Steve, bisakah kamu tolong saya? Bisakah kamu tolong saya? In English, can you help me? Saya mau duduk. Saya mau duduk. In English, I want to sit down. Tono, jangan. Jangan. In English, please don't. Kamu bisa berbaring sambil berbicara. Kamu bisa berbaring sambil berbicara. In English, you can lie down while we talk. Steve, baiklah. Baiklah. In English, all right. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with other topics, sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one.
We initiate this segment of Music Corner with a Kroncong song by an Indonesian Kroncong legendary Gesang entitled Bengawan Solo. The song Bengawan Solo is a song that was composed by Gesang. This song has raised his name in the music scene, not only in Indonesia but also in other countries such as Japan. The song Bengawan Solo has been translated into various foreign languages such as English, Russian, Chinese, and Japanese. The song was composed in 1940 when Gesang was 23 years old. The young Gesang was sitting on the edge of Bengawan Solo River. His admiration for the river inspired him to create a song, which takes about 6 months. This song also brought him to reach the title as Maestro Kroncong Indonesia. The song Tanah Air that you've just listened tells about the natural beauty of Indonesia. Like the towering mountains, winding rivers flowing, verdant forest, and the vast of rice field, Tuti Trisedia was dedicated this song well with the accompaniment of kroncong music.
Tuti Trisedia was born in Makassar, South Sulawesi, on October 8, 1956. But she spent her teenage years in West Java and finished high school in the city of Bandung. While studying at the UPN Veteran Faculty of Law, Jakarta, Tuti obtained a number of achievements, such as she was elected to represent Indonesian students on the Indonesia-Canada World Youth Exchange Program in 1975. In the singing and music industry, she became too popular since she won the radio and television singing contest in 1986 for Kroncong category. Previously, Tuti also won another Kroncong singing competition jointly held by Jakarta Regional Government and the Navy in 1983. Well, listener, we conclude today's music corner with a Kroncong song entitled Solo di Waktu Malam by another Kroncong female singer, Sri Widadi. Enjoy the song and see you in the next edition of Music Corner.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.